Chapter 3, Surpass Your Fears. Many people fear walking into a room among strangers. That fear gives us reasons to stay out, or at least stay away from those strangers. As comedian and counselor Michael Pritchard says, fear is that little dark room where negatives are developed. Here's a new look at the word fear. False, evidence, appearing, real. What real evidence do you have for being afraid to talk to strangers at a business or social event? None. Just smile, reach out your hand and say, hello. If it turns out there's no reason for the two of you to continue talking, just say, it was very nice to meet you. I look forward to our paths crossing in the future. Most people think that good networkers are sociable by nature, outgoing, able to approach anyone with ease. That's not necessarily true. Shy people can network very well. You just have to be genuine and sincerely interested in others. Shyness is rooted in fear of failure, embarrassment, rejection, humiliation, and shame. So when we contemplate attending an event, we may experience anticipatory anxiety. We also have to overcome internal messages, the voice of our inner critic, which affects us in all that we do. We can convert that influence from negative to positive. Don't think, I don't want to go, I won't meet anybody for my network. Instead, think, I'll give it 15 minutes. Then if I don't feel inspired, I'll allow myself to leave. Don't think, at the last event, I only met competitors. Instead, think, competitors can be an interesting way to learn about what's going on. Don't think, I don't like small talk. Instead, think, I'll write out 3 questions to ask anyone and see which one works best. I suggest checking out these 3 websites. 1, www.shyness.com, a gathering of resources sponsored by the Shyness Institute. 2, www.social-anxiety-network.com, the Social Anxiety Network. 3, www.bu.edu/anxiety/adult.html, Boston University Center for Anxiety and Related Disorders. I also recommend reading Beyond Shyness, How to Conquer Social Anxieties by Jonathan Berendt and Amy Lemley, published by Simon & Schuster in 1993. Here are 3 keys to using your network. 1, start small. Begin by having conversations with people just for practice. Let's say in a shop, on an elevator, on the commuter train. Don't put pressure on yourself to ask for anything. Just make a connection and be friendly. That sets the networking cycle in motion. I like to encourage people to connect with others just for the sake of being professional and friendly, not just because they want something. 2, communicate. Your business associates and friends cannot read your mind. They may be waiting for you to ask as they don't want to offend you by offering help. Or it honestly didn't cross their mind. Make it easy for them to help. Ask. 3, flatter genuinely. Thank them in a way that makes them feel special. I knew you'd have the answer. And the quote at the end of the chapter is, shy people can be excellent networkers. Networking is about being genuine and sincerely interested in others.